congratulations to Luke Combs. No, he didn't win any new hardware or trophy. He's just been put into a very, very elite set of men. People's Magazine, the sexiest man alive, just came out the other day.
Yeah, John Krasinski from The Office won the overall title, I should say, of sexiest man alive in the year 2024. However, they broke them down into subcategories of age.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different categories. And Luke Combs is crowned People Magazine's sexiest 34-year-old man on the planet.
Interesting.
Specifically 34-year-old.
He's like, pinch me, what?
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, our very own, I feel like he's ours because we just had him at Guitars and Stars last week. Warren Zeiders has been named the sexiest 25-year-old.
Interesting, because we were hanging with him backstage. He doesn't act like it. He was actually a lot more fun. We were, you remember, we had him signing the picture. Hope had found that younger picture of him where he had mm-hmm. the Justin Bieber haircut, and he started singing Justin Bieber. It's all on our social.
He's like, I'm still a huge fan of Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
I still, and we said, why don't you call him? He probably has time. He's like, oh, gosh, I couldn't.
And he has some incredible hair, and he was had it all tucked under a ball cap. I'm like, you got to let that flow on stage. And you could see the when he took off his hat and finally the long hair, Warren Zeiders, you heard that from the ladies in the audience.
Oh, we were hearing plenty from the ladies in the audience.
We were.
Things like, take it off.
Yeah, sure.
Is what we were hearing. It's so funny because he got on his social media, and he was like, well, according to people at People Magazine, I'm sexy. And then he posted all of these, like, I don't know, like he's brooding, which he wasn't really a broody type. So it's funny to see these photos, but he's like with a shot of whiskey in all black and white picture with his hair down.
So now he's trying to be sexy because they
right.
gave him that title.
Right. And I have a blast reading the fire. Where's the fire department? All these comments. And some woman goes, oh, my good Lord. Somebody pour me a double shot of whiskey because he's finer than a frog's hair.
I didn't know a frog's hair.
That's pretty fine.
Yeah, was sexy. Interesting. So, yes, People Sexiest, they do it every year. They broke it down by age. Luke Combs is there from the country world at 34. Oh, at 33, Hunter Hayes is there from the country world. And Warren Zeiders at 25. Did they miss some country artists? Who do you think's the sexiest? Are you planning your Thanksgiving Day drive? How far are you driving to go hang with family? How far are they driving to get back to you? AAA says they're predicting the worst days to drive next Tuesday and Wednesday leading up to Thanksgiving.
Well,
and
then
next Sunday and Monday after Thanksgiving. Totally makes sense. Thank you, AAA.
Well,
but it makes
really
sense.
You really can't avoid it, yeah. AAA. Nobody's going to be driving on Monday. Everybody's got to be back to work or whatever. My daughter's driving Wednesday and driving back Sunday to Boston. So, doesn't matter. We just don't know here. It's hard for us. We freak out about stuff like that because we literally, I don't know if you've noticed since you've moved here, we have 1 hour of rush hour every day. In the afternoon. And by God, if I'm always in it, because that's the time where I pick my son up from work.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, from school. And it's just the time everybody's getting out of work. But after that hour, it's done. Once 5 o'clock hits, it's done. You go between 4 and 5, forget about it.
Forget about it.
You're right. Sitting there.
So AAA is saying next Tuesday and Wednesday, traveling issues on the roads, maybe travel Monday. If you have it off. And they're saying if Sunday and Monday are going to be the biggest
uh-huh.
for trying to get back home, maybe leave Saturday. But you want more time with family.
Come on, I get it.
You know what I mean?
You drove all that way?
Yeah, might as well spend some time. There's leftovers to be eaten. don't you like when you have the turkey? I know you're doing that basement lasagna thing with Mama Jay, but... Isn't the turkey leftover sandwich with a little mayonnaise the best? Or I know friends that put Thousand Island on that leftover turkey. It's all about food with my friends and family and me.
See,
it is.
I have leftovers just like I had Thanksgiving dinner. I've never really balled them up and made them into anything else. You know, because I always get these recipes on my social media where it's like, make it into a Thanksgiving ball. I'm like, or just eat another Thanksgiving dinner. on a plate. Okay. Like, oh, I'll just plate it right up just like I did on Thanksgiving Day.
Kids, look what I did in the microwave. I reheated the turkey, mashed potatoes, and gravy.
Pile.
Yeah.
There's your cranberry sauce. Look at that. Ta-da.
Enjoy. It is your Be Morning Coffee Club, and we're just talking about leftovers. I know we still got a couple days till Thanksgiving, but leftovers, I always thought the next day turkey, leftover turkey, make it on a sandwich, lettuce, tomatoes, mayonnaise, sometimes Thousand Island if it's in the house, season it up. That was a masterpiece the next day. That sandwich.
For some reason, to me, turkey's always needed a ton of salt. So I always just salt the crud out of my turkey, warm it up and eat it. It's so good. Texter saying, hey, growing up, my parents would take all the leftovers, layer it, and add some sort of tomato sauce to it and put it in the oven. We as kids just knew it as, quote, turkey glop. And that is what it's. Now, that sounds like some basement lasagna right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Some layered turkey glop.
Imagine, come on over to my house. Yeah. Yeah, we got turkey glop for leftovers.